You cannot have an abusive parent without having a passive parent. Like, that combination has to exist. You can't have an abusive parent and a normal, healthy, regulated parent. It's like fire and water. They don't go together. Normal, healthy, regulated people don't stay. They get the hell out of there. And most people are not aware of that. We look at the bruises first before we look at the absence of protection. Because the passive parent is the lack of protection. My father was obvious he hated me. My mother loved me, but I also learned about betrayal because she betrayed me over and over and over by staying, by watching, by allowing it. This is what would happen. I just got verbally abused, chased through the house, called horrible names. After I was in the bedroom and I locked the door, I was so overwhelmed. I was crying and screaming. And then she'd come knock on the door. Frankie, let me in. Frankie, let me in. I'm like, no, not letting you in. You're going to tell him. You're going to tell him. You're going to, I promise. Please let me in. Please let me in. And you know, like every time I opened the door, I never set a boundary to say, no, you can't come in here. You're harmful to me. I opened that door every single time because I desperately needed her. And this was, I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of times. What I learned was love and safety don't go together. Because the love that I felt from and for my mother didn't come with safety.